Barb, you are right. I don't need to preach today. I think we just have the group come back up and do that song again. I think we would all go home happy today. A sense of feeling God's goodness in the midst of what often is a sense of disconnect from goodness. I want to open up today because all of us, as human beings, we all deal with our emotions. And sometimes those emotions, because of life being ups and downs, as we've already talked about, life filled with joys and sorrows, as we've already talked about, life filled with times of peace and rest and times with anxiousness and worry. And our emotions kind of flow in that same way with those highs and lows. And sometimes those are good things for us. Sometimes they can catch us and hold us back and entrap us a bit. And so while emotions are complex for us and they can be troubling and disorienting, even sometimes rather unreliable, God understands about those places of our emotions. And he has put in place helps for us as we struggle with those. And I think, especially today, I think when we talk about emotions, we talk about the emotions of this day, of it being Mother's Day. James Joyce said this, "Whatever else is unsure in this stinking dunghill of a world, a mother's love is not." And most all of us can say amen to that. But not all. Not everyone has known that kind of love, that kind of purity of love, and sometimes days like today bring that back to us. And so today we want to take a look at one of the Psalms. These next few weeks we're going to be looking at a number of Psalms as we move through into this new series that we're going to entitle Managing Our Emotions. What do we do with these emotions in life? How do we kind of get them maybe into under control, or a sense of finding a sense of balance within the who we are in relation to who God is, who has created us and placed us in the midst of this world with these emotions that we struggle with. And so today we'll start with Psalm 33, but I'll be looking at various psalms throughout as there are different patterns of dealing with different aspects of life, different emotions that often catch us. And God has already put in the book of Psalms, God's prayer book for us, maybe even a little bit of a guide to better mental health for us, a source of path of direction for how we can come to see God more clearly, even through the haze of sometimes our crazy emotions that we are confronted with. So we'll talk on that today. I'll just open it up. I'm just going to briefly take a look at Psalm 33 today, talk about the emotions that often we feel, and recognize that on this day, there's so much. I could do this. I'm not going to ask you guys to give me responses here, but when you think about emotions of Mother's Day, you know, they're all over the map, aren't they? Anyone here, if you had or have a mother, this could be your answer. But especially for the moms, I would like to just, you know, there's all kinds of things. I know for young moms, there's all the stuff that goes with that anticipation, that sense of joy, that sense of exhilaration, that sense of fear. That sense of maybe inadequacy that comes, and it kind of gets us all caught up. As moms see their children begin to grow, those who have that pleasure of seeing their children grow, they see them take steps, whether it be first words or first steps or graduations or whatever those steps in life are. And there's a sense of joy and pride that sees your child doing these things. There's also often mixed in with a sense of dread. Dread that your role is changing, that your role with them and your necessity to them seems to be changing. It was Tina Fey who said this. I've never quoted Tina Fey in a sermon before, but here it is. She said, "Motherhood has made me so tired." And so happy. She finished it. Okay, I don't want to leave that out. There is a sense of, you know, all the stuff that kind of gets rolled in, and then that's just the emotions that we feel. And yet, as we already talked about, and thank you so much, Zaldi, for bringing this up, there's those other struggles as we celebrate moms and the gift of motherhood. But we recognize that some choose on days like today not to even come and be a part of a gathering because the emotions are just too thick. The grief, a sense of loss, gets amplified on a day like this. Missing takes center stage, and I want to just shout out to the heroes in this place who came today despite that grief. That hole, either you've lost your mom, or as a mom, you've lost somebody dear to you. And if you're here today and you're battling that loss and you're wondering, should I have come? It feels awfully awkward right now. Know that you came to the right place. They're in the right place. God is pleased that you made that step. And that his healing is a part of this day, as difficult and hurtful as it is. You know, you've seen these memes on the computer, and it's true, isn't it? You know, you say this, you know, reasons why you should be gentle with people. When they say, you know, this is their life, and this is what you know of it. And so the encouragement is that we simply need to be careful and gracious and gentle. And even in our celebrations of how glorious it is for this to be a Mother's Day, to recognize that that is a difficult place for many around us, and we just want to hold you up in prayer today, mindful of all the grief that can sometimes pour into days like today. So I said we're going to read Psalm 33. I'm going to touch on most of it. I'm not going to get the whole thing. If you want to read it through today later, but we'll touch on some of Psalm 33. And I just want to add this, not as a Mother's Day note, but it fits with Mother's Day. This is what we are called to do in the midst of this world and this life that we live. And Psalm 33 is a great example of this, that even when things are not as we wanted, even when things are not as they should be, even when things are griefs of all kind, and I don't want to say that losing someone is the only grief. There are lots of griefs that sometimes our hearts are heavy with. And what do we do with that emotion of that sadness? What do we do with that emotion of disappointment? What do we do with that emotion of a sense of things are out of place? And I want to encourage you that Psalm 33 gives us a path, and it becomes our place of reconnecting with the God of our hope. And so if you struggle today to get here, you're in the right place, because God has hope for you, and we're going to touch that on as we walk it through. Okay, Psalm 33 begins like this, strength for today, okay? So sing joyfully to the Lord, you righteous. It is fitting for the upright to praise him. Praise the Lord with a harp. Make music for him with a 10-string lyre. Get on the cajon and beat it to death. Absolutely. Way to go, Chris. Sing to him a new song. Play skillfully. Frank, shout for joy, man. I just loved it. Up there, just demonstrating your joy in singing. That's what the Bible calls you to do. Did you enjoy that? Yep, I thought so. In fact, let me give you a fist bump, Frank. I appreciate it. Yes, you did. And yes, you did. We're proud of you. There's a sense of joy, isn't there? And we need to hold on to that. There is something good in being able to do that, to step through, to break through, and to go and be what God has called us to do. Sometimes we don't feel that sense of joy, but notice that in those opening phrases. What's the main phrase? The main phrase is joy. And sometimes you say, but I don't feel joyful. There's nothing in my life that seems to be going right, and it doesn't feel right. Actually, in the book of Philippians, the Apostle Paul wrote these words, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say, rejoice. And that's something that is hard for us when we're not feeling like rejoicing. And for all of those who are not feeling like rejoicing, Psalm 33 is our starting point, because it calls us to rejoice whether we feel like it or not. But even when we don't feel like it, it begins to walk us down a path that is going to help us get a little bit closer to that place of God's hope for us. Verse 4 says, for the word of the Lord, this is the reason the psalmist gives, that he says you can still rejoice even if you don't feel like it, because, verse 4, the word of the Lord is right and true. He is faithful in all he does. And again, the world is falling apart. It is. Our lives are often chaotic, and yet the Lord is faithful in all he does. The Lord loves righteousness and justice, and the earth is full of his unfailing love. This is our foundation, friends, for even in the midst of heartache, grief, and sadness, that this is still the truth, because the word of the Lord is still true and it is right. And because the Lord loves righteousness and justice, even in a world of injustice and unrighteousness, and the earth is full of his unfailing love. This is good news for all of us in a world where things go wrong, in a world where injustice reigns, where that's not fair is the word of the day. In a world where hatred grows and we say that his unfailing love fills the earth, where we are tempted to fight back, when we're tempted to meet anger with anger, hate with hate, we are invited to something more, to recognize that in the midst of our lives, because God extends his unfailing love, we are invited to be a part of it. Now I'm going to jump over some verses. They are good to read, but I don't want to take the time to read them out today. Go take your Bible today, read Psalm 33, and continue just to let it kind of be over you. I'm going to move on down a little bit here, because sometimes in this broken world, we do feel conflict, we do feel adversity, we do run into difficulties, and we don't know where to turn. We don't know if we have any hope, how we can overcome this. In verse 16, it picks up with this: no king is saved by the size of his army. I love this phrase. No king is saved by the size of his army. No warrior escapes by his great strength. A horse is a vain hope for deliverance despite all of its great strength. It cannot save. All of our best efforts, all of our best smarts, all of our best strength is not going to match up to the needs that we have. There's only one hope for us. King, warrior, horse, all alike. There's only one hope for us. And it's here in verse 18. But the eyes of the Lord are on those who fear him, on those whose hope in his unfailing love, to deliver them from death and to keep them alive in time of famine, to keep them alive, to keep them going through times where things are thin, where things are meager, where there's a sense of I don't have the strength to continue on. It's not just the physical famine, it's also this sense of a literal famine, but also a figurative famine, that when things are bad, when hope seems to have been just drained away, and I'm living in this place where nothing seems to be good, nothing seems to grow. You know that place, don't you? You've been there. Maybe you're there now. Nothing seems right. That's that place of famine that we are told that God will hold us and God will keep us through these lean times when our best efforts still lead to results that we don't want. Verse 20. This is our conclusion. This is the last couple of verses. But we wait. This is our pattern. Okay, this is for all the broken. But we wait in the Lord. You know, just that phrase. It's a powerful phrase because it implies something really profound here. The psalmist isn't saying, I rejoice in the Lord because everything is right. He says, rejoice in the Lord even as we wait. What's implied there? What's implied is that it's not there yet, that we're not out of this yet, that we still bear the grief or the shame or the fears still. And in that place, he invites us to rejoice. We say, I don't feel like rejoicing because of this. And he invites us then to wait in hope in the Lord. This is our place. I said it earlier, if you're here and you had to push through this morning, you didn't want to come, but you're here this morning, you're in the right place because you're demonstrating what this has already invited you to. Wait in hope for the Lord because he is our help. He is our shield. In him, not in our circumstances, not in the frailty of life, not in the brokenness of what we have, what we have lost, in him our hearts rejoice, for we trust his holy name. This is his prayer. May your unfailing love be with us, Lord, even as we put our hope in you. We're going to be taking a look at, again, like I said, a number of psalms, but that's going to be our prayer for today. And I would encourage you, maybe even write it down. Maybe take it, make this part of your prayer today. Make it part of your prayer this week. If you're walking through a difficult time where things are not as you wish they were, take that last verse 22. Make that part of your prayer each day. Wake up in the morning and say, God, may your unfailing love be with me, even as I put my hope in you. And that is step one to getting through the darkness of the life that we're living. So for today, I want to say that there's hope for all of us, for those who are celebrating, those who are rejoicing, as well as those who are grieving and those who are sad. This is something that we are all called to do, which is to rejoice in the Lord and to place our trust in his holy name. I'm going to invite our worship team to come forward. I'm going to pray over all of us as they do. What a blessing it is to be together. Father, we thank you that as we open your word, we are reminded of your goodness. And even in the midst of the sadness and maybe sometimes even the grief that we endure, God, that you are our strength, and we thank you for that. God, I thank you for all of the moms here joined with us today. I thank you for each and every one of these moms, and God, I thank you for every mom who is here bearing the sadness of brokenness or loss. I thank you for all of us who have had moms, and God, I thank you also for all of us who have experienced that sense of loss because of moms who are no longer here for us to hold. Father, we pray for your blessing as we wait on you, as we draw in, we place our hope in you and we wait. God, be our strength, be our shield, be our help, and enable our hearts today to rejoice. We thank you that you call us your children. God, enable us today to live recognizing that we are indeed yours. In Jesus' name. Amen.